This is Dr. Hart. You will be entering into a virtual market environment presented through a special interface that I invented. You control a company with a modest portfolio of products and services. Your goal is to elevate your stock price by stealing away customers. Don't forget to keep what you supply matched to your customers' demand. Cash is ammo, so use it wisely. If you find the ad blaster, save it for later. Click on the helmet to begin. Good job! You are about to enter level 2. You will encounter vicious competitors known as piranhas. The price slicer doesn't work on these guys, so find and acquire the ad blaster if you haven't done so already. Well done, trader. Prepare to enter level 3. You're entering a calm economic environment. Expect to compete with slow but deadly companies known as conglomerados. They don't move much, but one shot from them can be fatal. You are going to find a new weapon called the marketing missile. Good job! You are about to enter level 2. You will encounter vicious competitors known as piranhas. The price slicer doesn't work on these guys, so find and acquire the ad blaster if you haven't done so already. You're doing very well. Now prepare for level 4. Anticipate an economic shift. Beware of the opportunities this presents for new competition, namely the nifty thrifties. Your new clout and reputation might earn you a new weapon, the headhunter. The new death doesn't hurt either. Good job. Level 5 promises similar conditions to level 4 and a friendly device, the Alliance Harpoon. Be careful of how this tool affects your cash levels. Wow, this is too much for a digitized personality to handle. Luckily, my analysis indicates easing of economic pressure in level 7. There are undercutters roaming this market, but you can find a distribution weapon if you look in the right niche. You have demonstrated extraordinary business skill. Now beware, you're heading into a period of economic trouble. On top of that, your size has attracted the attention of a competitor known as a spiker. Select your new weapon, the legal laser, carefully. This boom economy, which continues in level 8, encourages a competitor named Tensor Tech Titan. The climate also permits use of takeover tactics. And by the way, you've decorated the place nicely. This boom economy, which continues in level 8, encourages a competitor named Tensor Tech Titan. The climate also permits use of takeover tactics. And by the way, you've decorated the place nicely. Impressive new office, but the way this economy's going, it's too bad you don't have a goldfish to cook for dinner. In level 9, macroeconomic forces divide the market into bipolar regions. It's connected by a single passageway. But is all this violence necessary? When you enter level 10, you will see signs of a flourishing economy, but the transitional market has created a labyrinthine market ecosystem. Now your trading instincts and reflexes will serve you well. You are about to enter level 11, a period of growth, peace, innovation, and fertile competition. Don't be misled by prosperity. Better tighten that helmet. Global events coming up in level 12 will elevate my digital blood pressure. I don't want to seem overprotective, but I think you should explore all the niches in this level, but do it carefully. Work Trader. The global recovery will foster complex growth and rabid competition in level 13. Companies are looking to shake out weak players from their respective industries. You'll need to get tough. You are entering level 14. This one's going to test the both of us. Indicators show positive trends, but complex market passageways. New communication channels create an intricate market ecology. Better bring a compass. Superb execution. You have superior instinct, skill, and intellect. Embrace yourself for level 15. If you master the vortex, you earn the title of corporate warrior.